Good morning. Good to have you in the house of the Lord this morning on this last Sunday of the old year. Excited about what the Lord's going to do for us in 2024. And wonderful to be in God's house. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to meet with us tonight, this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. God, we love you this morning. And God, we thank you for this past year. And God, even though we failed you many times and come short of what we should be and what we should do, and God, I know we've grieved your heart. And God, I pray that we might have a better year this year. God, that thank you for the opportunity to put the past behind us. And God, to get right with you and to have our hearts right with you as we enter the new year. And God, I pray that our desire might be that we walk a closer walk with you. We might read our Bibles more. We might witness more. Well, we might live a godly and holy life. And God, that you might bless this year, bless our families, be it our lives, be it our health, and be it our church, this dear Father, and all of our ministries. But God, I just pray that you might meet with us this morning. Thank you for those that are here. And God, I pray that you might just bless the reading and preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all. Stand, turn to page 260. Page 260, is able to deliver thee. We'll sing the first, second, and third verses of this one this morning. Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. Tis the grandest sing for a mortal tongue. Tis the grandest sing that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest thing in the earth orb. 'Tis the grandest thing for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest thing, tell the world again. And our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. On the last, 'tis the grandest thing, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. Thank you. You may be seated. Turn back to page 257. 257. Is that all right? We'll sing the first, third, and fourth verses.
I've a message from the Lord, hallelujah, a message unto you I give. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah, it is only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah, it is only that you look and live. Life is offered unto you, hallelujah, eternal life soul shall have. If you'll only look to him, hallelujah, look to Jesus can save. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah, it is only that you look and live. I will tell you how I came, hallelujah, to Jesus when he made me whole. 'Twas believing on his name, hallelujah, and he saved my soul. Look and live, my brother, live.
look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah, it is only that you look and live.
All right, glad to have you this morning in the house of the Lord in this last Sunday of the year. Let's not do this again till next year, amen? We'll do it again all next year. But anyway, thank you for being here today. Looking forward to a good day. Tonight, we'll not start at 6. Tonight, we'll start at 8. And it'll be from 8 to midnight. You say, that's a long time. You don't have to come for all of it, but I hope you'll come. This will be our Sunday night service. We'll start with a baked potato bar. And I hope you'll bring a dessert. There's a sign-up sheet for some things that you can bring. And we'll start with that. Then we'll have our service. And then we'll have a Bible quiz. And then we'll end the night in prayer to the Lord. I don't know a better way than to have our hearts right with the Lord, starting on a new year, looking forward to what the Lord's going to do. So I hope you'll be here in the house of the Lord tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. This Wednesday, January 3rd, Bible Preaching and Prayer, Patch Club will start back up. Operation Saturation this Saturday, starting at 10. I hope you'll come and decide to come go with us. We had a high day yesterday. We had 21 people out on visitation and knocked doors, and we were able to knock 281 doors. Now, God's people said? That's great. Man, if you had twice that much, we could do 400. And I took Dawson with me. We had some good visits. I knocked on the house, and this lady said, I was baptized in that church. I'm like, really? And she said, yeah, Brother Bush baptized me. That was way back there. And then another guy just right over here on Douglas said, I'm looking for a church. His name's Jared. And he said, I might be there tomorrow. I'm looking for a church. So I promise you, they're out there, and all we got to do is go knock doors. So if you can put it in your schedule to go with us, we drop you off, we pick you up, and if you can't talk, then we know we'll send you with a young lady that can't, no, somebody that can't talk, but come and put that in your schedule to come and go with us. Then there'll be a Senior Saints meeting January 8th. Amen. 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 All right, January 8th. And then we'll have a missionary going to India January 10th. And this will be pretty special. I believe this young man, his grandfather was a missionary to India. I think his father was. He's been there. And his wife's with child had to go back to India. But sounds like, he grew up there. And so he's going back there. And so we're going to have him on Wednesday, January 10th. Ladies meeting at the church on January 15th. Then the National Church Planning Conference at Heartland will be January 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you want a blessing, except for Wednesday night, no, go Tuesday. It's Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night. If you want to hear how God is working and moving, encourage you to go. It's 2.5 hours up the road, and you'll see some church planners that say they want to start churches in America. God's burdened their heart for an area. And then, and many times you see how God works in the lives of these people, how they got buildings and God's worked and moved. Almost $1 million was raised last year for this cause. Out of all the churches that go there, like our church, the support, and I think another $15,000 was raised in monthly support. And so there is still some churches like us that have a heart for our country. And folks, America needs the Lord. And it's not just the outside world that needs the Lord. It's America. And there's a lot of still good missionaries and church planners. And some of these are in metropolitan area. I remember we started supporting a guy in Haslip, Texas. And I think it's by Fort Worth. And, you say, oh, they've got plenty of churches, but somebody would have to drive like 45 minutes to get to a good, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, Dr. Pepper drinking Baptist church, amen? And so he started that, and now Caitlin, our niece, and her husband, I believe, go to that church, and they have a Christian school, and so you see some churches being born, and then they grow, and like Brother Ed Bishop in out in Edmond, Oklahoma. Now he goes to that conference and gives money when we supported him when he first started. So encourage you, if you can go, that would be great. And then Sanctity of Life Sunday, Sunday, January 21st. Bus Adoption Sunday, Crazy Hat Sunday, the 28th. And then Friday, February 9th, there's a youth rally at Temple Baptist Church in El Dorado. Then down at the bottom, some important events are the Living United Couples Retreat. Encourage you that are married, if you can make it to that. They do it now on Thursday and Friday, I think, and Friday and Saturday, two times. But if you could go to that, that's a huge blessing. Also, our 68th anniversary of this church will be March 10th. And so put that on there. Brother Davison will be with us. We'll be with us Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. And so we're looking forward to that. Then we'll host the Preacher's Fellowship meeting Monday night and Tuesday morning. And looking forward to that. And then senior camp is June 3rd through the 7th. Senior camp, junior camp is the 24th through the 28th. Be here before you know it. So anyway, just some things to remember. And also on the back, people to pray for. So let's all stand, have a time of fellowship, and we'll take the offering. All right, find your place this morning. All right. Back on back there by behind Brother Beckner is the rest of the Christmas cards. Please go to that table and see if you have some cards. We took the thing down and we put all the yours in rubber band. So please go by there and check that. If you have not received a pictorial directory, please see me after church. We'll get you one of those. And I'm excited about this year, what the Lord's going to do for us, and excited about new opportunities. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to bless this offering. And Brother Darren, will you ask the Lord to do that for us, please? Amen. You may be seated. Let's stand one more time. Turn to page 451. Listen to the words of this song, "Where Can You Go?" Where can you go to get help? Where can you go to find peace, satisfaction, salvation? Where could you go but to the Lord? All three verses.
Living below in this so sinful world, hardly a comfort can striving alone to face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, and friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Thank you. You may be seated.
There were trophies to be won, successes there to claim. Some would give their very soul to reach Earth's highest plane. But to count again would be my loss if I laid down Kamehameha's cross.
So I lift my eyes to things above and serve Him with a heart of love. I just want to please the Lord, be in His will in every way, to be lost in His presence, found in His likeness, hear Him say, well done someday.
Plans had all been made since die already cast. The world was at my fingertips. I had arrived at last. But the cry could not be pacified from a heart about to break inside.
Then Jesus showed Himself to me and said, just look what you could be. I just want to please the Lord, be in His will in every way, to be lost in His presence, found in His likeness, hear Him say, well done someday. So I will bring my offering and lay it at His feet. All I was, all I am, all I ever hope to be. 'Cause I just want to please the Lord, be in His will in every way, to be lost in His presence, found likeness, hear Him say, well done someday. To be lost in His presence, found in His
welcome home, my faithful one. I want to hear him say, well done, someday.
Stay there, Sarah. Sarah, stay there. Turn to page 131. Begin this year with our theme, God is sufficient, God is all I need, God is enough. And I want to end this year with page 31. You don't have to stand, but let's sing to these two verses, Christ is all I need, because I hope you realize this year Christ is all you need. Say, well, preacher, I'm not well, and I'm not rich, and I'm not talking about all that, but God is all you need. And I promise you, he has the answers, and not only does he has the answers, he knows the way. Not only does he know the way, he'll help us through the way. That famous footprints in the sand. Oh, there was two footprints. Now I only see one. God must have departed. God must have forsaken me. No, he's carrying you through. Amen. So let's sing this morning as we have our last service, page 131. 131.
Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. All I need. Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. All I need. Verse 2. He was crucified. For me he died on Calvary. That is why I know he loves me so. He's all I need. Verse 1 again. Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. All I need. Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. All I need.
Now God's people said, well, it has been, we could spend 5, 10, 20 years on that subject, but I hope you've just got a glimpse out of the messages that we preached. Christ is all you need, and he can show you the way. We sing, my Lord knows a way to the wilderness. All I have to do is what? How hard is it to follow? You don't have to know the way. You don't have to know the pitfalls. You don't have to know the trouble, the potential danger. All you have to do is follow. Pretty easy. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. We sing, he's able. He's able. I know he is able. We say he healed the brokenhearted and set the captive free. He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. Folks, that's the same God we serve today. And he has not changed. You say, well, I don't see very many miracles, because you don't know him very well. And God does miracles every day. We sing Christ for me. I know we don't sing this one very often, but let's see, 72. Christ for me. Yes, it's Christ for me. He's my Savior, my Lord and King. I'm so happy, I'll whisper and say. No, I'll shout and sing. Every day as I go my way, it is Christ for me. Amen? And then one that the teens sing, and I wish I had Derek here to illustrate this one. He does good. Let's see, where's it at? Number 7. Do I have any volunteers to come up? No, it's I'm all wrapped up. I'm all wrapped up, I'm all tied up, I'm all tangled up in Jesus. I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. I mean, he's like this all over. I'm wrapped up, tied up, I'm tangled up in Jesus. Oh, that's silly. No, that's the way it ought to be. Most of us, I'm wrapped up, tied up in sports and in myself and in money. I'm all wrapped up in this world. No. We ought to be wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. Amen. So, and I won't sing all those unless you request. But he said no. I have to sing to him all night, go in his room. So this morning, when you see somebody, but between Christmas and New Year's, when you see somebody and you say goodbye, what do you say? Have a happy New Year, or have a blessed New Year, or have a prosperous New Year. I don't see any of you saying, hope you have a terrible year this year. I hope you fail this year. Hope you just have a bummer of a year this year. No, we're all wishing each other, hey, have a happy New Year. And if you get the things you want, you'll be happy. But I think it goes a little bit farther than that. I want you to have a blessed year. Amen. A blessed year. Some of the Tom Atkins knows he had a blessed year. He died. He went to heaven. Brother Atkins is in heaven, I promise you. He wouldn't come back. Sorry, Miss Judy. He wouldn't come back for you or anybody else. He's walking the street of gold. Don Pilon, Aloma Pilon, they're having a great year. They don't have to worry about filing their taxes. Amen. They don't have to worry about paying their property taxes. They don't have to worry about all that stuff. They're in heaven. But I want you to have a blessed year. So how can you and I have a blessed year? Can we just figure it out? Oh yeah, Pastor, I got this world figured out. When I do look at the news, I find out I don't have it figured out. Because if I had my way, a lot of things would change. But you're like, it's getting worse and worse. We were hoping it'd get better and better, but it's getting worse and worse. This is election year. Everything's going to be on the election. But folks, it doesn't matter who gets in the White House. It's not going to change dramatically. It may change a little bit. But it's going to get worse and worse until Jesus comes back. Amen. Got to keep your eyes on the eastern skies and look for him to come in, because he's going to take care of all the problems. So how can I have a good year? And the key is in that song, My Lord Knows a Way Through this next year. All I have to do is follow. You think the Lord wants to guide you? Do you think the Lord wants to direct you? He hasn't given you any instructions, has he? Amen? let's stand and turn to Proverbs chapter number 3. Stand in reverence and love of God's Word. Proverbs chapter number 3. I'm going to read the first 10 verses. And I think let's read it responsively every odd number. So that's 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Then I'll read all the even numbers, all right? Proverbs chapter 3, ready? My son, forget not my law, but let mine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find good favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. How many of you would like that life? Hey, Lord's blessed. Blessed is the man. And I want to preach this morning. How do we have a blessed and prosperous new year? Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you this morning God, I need your help, and God, I pray that you might work and move in our hearts and lives. God, I pray that all of us might take a deep and a long look back on this year and find out areas where we failed you, where we come short, maybe made some promises we didn't quite fulfill, made some vows, made some resolutions, God, some sins that we have failed you in and committed. God, I pray that we might get those under the blood. God, we might ask you to forgive us. God, we might be right with you when we start this next new year. Really tonight at midnight, God, we start a brand new year. God, I pray it might be a year that we have a desire to know you and to serve you and to love you more and more. And I pray that you might bless our time together around your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. There's a lot of people looking, a lot of people searching for a lot of things. They look for a job, they look for money, they look for a relationship. They're trying all these things to fill the void and to make their lives peaceful and successful and just, you know, just satisfied. But you know, none of those things can satisfy. You can't get enough money, you can't get enough things. The relationships will not fill that. There's only one thing that can fill that void, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. In your heart, your life. So in order to have a blessed life in a new year, we must seek God. We must seek the Lord. I know we can have some sub points and some sub revolutions and goals, but number one is, hey, I want to know the Lord more. I want to follow Him more. I want to know Him more. I want Him to talk to me. I want to talk to Him. I want the Lord to direct my paths. That's what God wants to do. He does. Look in Psalms 32:8, back a few pages from where we are. Psalms 32 in verse number 8. The Bible says here, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, the Bible says. I will guide thee with mine eye. Then he says, be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with the bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. He said, don't be stubborn. You know, you can train your dog. Our Annie has had 35 pups, not all at one time. But anyway, and we sold one to some people in Nebraska. We get a Christmas card from this family. They have the mom, dad, and what's her name? Birdie. And they said, since Birdie's come in our life, it's been wonderful. Good for you, you know. And then they said, she's so smart. She can sit, she can speak, she can roll over, she can fetch, you know. You can train her to do that. But I wonder how many of us will follow God instead of being like a mule or a horse. I don't know very many horses that they don't put a bridle on it and they just say, all right, hurry up. Turn right, turn left. No, that mule's going to do what it wants to do until you put that bridle and you pull on that and that pushes down on that tongue and he's going to do. And it's not because he wants to, it's because he's made to. I hope this year that we'll just say, God, I'll surrender. I'll do what you want. You don't have to put pressure on me and you don't have to. I'm not going to be stubborn. I'm going to lay down my will and God, I'm going to follow you. That's what we need to do. Look in Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 11. Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. Amen to that. No. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. I want the Lord to lead me. I want the Lord to guide me. So, preacher, how can I do that? You know, God's got a plan for you. An individual plan. He's got a corporate plan for some, for all of us to follow certain directions. But God's got a perfect plan for you. He loves you. He deals with it. If the Lord says He knows how many hairs are on your head. Now, Brother Mork, he doesn't have any problems with that this morning. Amen. You know, but mine and others, you know, you're like, how many, if God knows how many hairs are on his head, don't you think He knows you individually? He loves you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. He does. And so, what do we need to do? Number one, we must have complete dependence upon God. Complete dependence upon God. Look at Proverbs 3:5. Trust in, not yourself, trust in the Lord with what? All thine heart, all your emotions, all your thinking, all your wisdom. You must trust in the Lord. Why don't you trust Him? Because you don't know Him? You know, sometimes my wife, you know, in the past, she says, all right, close your eyes and open your mouth. Now, if my kids would say that, I'd say, no way. But my wife, I know she's not going to put no goat snack in my mouth or anything like that. But I would do it. I'd say, all right, are you sure? Yeah, close your mouth, close your eyes and open your mouth. But what if you walked over here to some guy under the bridge and he says, hey, close your eyes and open your mouth. Okay, yeah. Stupid. Yeah. What would you think? I'm not going to do that. Why not? Because I don't trust you. I don't even know you. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. No way. No way. You must know that person really well. You must know that that person loves me and they're not going to put anything harmful in my mouth. Amen. Why don't we trust the Lord? Why don't you just place, why is it so hard to come and say, God, we come and say, God, I surrender a few days. I'll surrender you my free time. But really, I'm going to surrender to you what you want me to do with my life? You mean you have control on what I'm going to do? No way. Why? God created you. God loves you. He cares more about you than anybody else. And He knows everything. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows what's best for you. I'm glad I haven't gotten everything God I've asked God for. I'd be in trouble. Oh, if I could just, Lord, if I could just win the lottery ticket, if I could just find it on the ground, oh, I'd give $50 to the church. Read about those people that find wealth. Their friends come out of the woodwork. Hey, buddy, old pal friend, what's your name? Well, you've known me for years. Yeah. Oh. And they end up with a life wrecked and ruined because that's not what they needed, but that's what they wanted. And so we must trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What does that mean? Well, the next phrase of that. And lean not unto thine what? Own understanding. Well, preacher, it just doesn't make sense to me. This makes more sense to me than that. And this, no, lean not unto your own thinking. Pastor Stowe used to preach on stinking thinking. You have it and I have it. We think we're the best in everything. We think we know everything. We think we've been around the block. No. The older I get, and I know all the answers to the questions, but now they change the questions. It's not how to plug your Atari in, the one that goes doop, 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 doop. Now it's, okay, I got to pair my phone. I had to give my watch. I got a new phone. I had to give my watch and my phone to my 20-year-old daughter. Are you 20? 19? 18. My 18-year-old daughter had said, could you pair my phone? Sure, Dad, I could do that. Hello. I'm telling you, lean not unto thine own understanding. Well, what does that mean? Verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Well, you just can't understand the King James Version, preacher. You just can't. No, be not wise. Don't think you know everything. Seek the Lord. You may be able to see what's happening today, but there's no way you can see what's happening tomorrow. But God's already in tomorrow, folks. He's eternal. He knows. He knows from the beginning from the end. He's eternal. Why wouldn't you trust in the Lord? Why wouldn't you? Be not wise in thine own eyes. Well, preacher, yeah, but I have my ways. That's true. But Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 tells you how your ways are going to end up. Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, But the end thereof are the ways of death. Ways of death. Jeremiah chapter 10, look at this. Jeremiah chapter number 10, verse number 23. Jeremiah chapter number 10, verse number 23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Can you say that? Lord, correct me. Lord, help me. Lord, guide me. Please show me your will for my life. Lord, please. It's complete dependence upon God. And that complete dependence means you must have continual compliance with the Lord. Look at it. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. On the highway, there's these little lines. There's a white line on your right, and there's usually either two lines or one line on your left. And it's compliance, if you're driving a car, to keep your vehicle in between those lines. I'm not going to do that. Well, just go ahead. Just go ahead. Just drive down the road and say, I don't care if that line goes this way. I'm driving my car this way. Just go right ahead. Just go right ahead. An ambulance will pick you up and we'll meet you at the hospital. Well, they're not going to tell me what to do and I'm not going to comply. They say I have to stay between those lines and I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to be stubborn. Just go right ahead. Just go to the left over those double lines. And you'll see somebody really quick. You'll be going to the hospital. I'm telling you, that's compliance. You must comply with those lines saying, stay in those lines. And that's the best thing for you. Oh, well, I don't know. Just try it. You know, those cars that drive themselves, Teslas, and that go, I mean, they're following the line. I've heard of stories, and then that line goes off, and their car goes off. Oh, I think I'll stay behind the wheel myself. But do you comply? You're here today, you're alive, so obviously you comply. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Look here. It says here, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If the Father sent his only begotten Son to this earth to die for our sins, what else is more valuable to him than his Son? Nothing. And he can freely give us all things. So, preacher, how does God guide and direct me? Several ways. Number one, the Bible. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Why do you have flashlights in the dark to find out what's out there? But do most of you say, all right, it's completely dark. Here's my flashlight. I'm going this way. Huh? Follow the light. Right. My son came in. Dad, I hear coyotes. They're out there. They're out there. They're out. I saw them. I said, how can you see? It's dark. And I didn't grab my Daisy BB gun and head out there. I grabbed my flashlight, my red Milwaukee powerful flashlight, and I said, I'll go find out those coyotes. No coyotes. Whew. But the light gives direction. The light gives clarity. The light gives understanding. What in the world's going on? Well, we'll see. How do you know what's going on in the dark? You don't. The light of God's Word. The light of God's Word. Well, how do I know? You know, God's will, God's way about salvation. Does anybody get saved? Can anybody get saved? That's not what everybody believes, folks. Some believe in Calvinism. You're predestinated, you're elected, you're picked before the foundation of the world. You're going to go to heaven, you're going to go to hell. That's not my God, folks. There's that doctrine is not in the Bible. 2 Peter 3:9, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Everybody deserves an invitation to go to heaven. Everybody deserves the truth. Everybody deserves to know that God loves him and wants to save them from an eternal lake of fire and take them to heaven. Amen. That's God's will, that everybody go to heaven. How about in your life? How about the saved? Well, look at Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 17. It's God's will for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, transformed, influenced, motivated by the Holy Spirit of God. Ephesians 5, verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Capital S, Holy Spirit of God. Because when you're filled with the Spirit of God, guess what? The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, all that is a part of the Holy Spirit of God inside you flowing out. Jealousy, envy, murder, hate, all those are adultery, fornication, all those are fruits of the flesh. You and I must be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. That's God's will. There are some things we know. Look at 1 Thessalonians 4:3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 3. The Bible says here, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Folks, we live in an immoral world. I don't have to tell you that. You don't have to go digging for it. You don't have to go searching for it. It's going to find you. Immoral. All of us. I don't care if you're saved or not. You're going to fight this flesh on the moral issues. But it's a choice. It's a choice that you stay, you keep your mind and your body pure and clean. If you're married, you better love your husband, your wife, with all your heart. Your heart and desires ought to be to that person and nobody else. If you're single, your heart ought to be, hey, I'm going to keep myself for the one that I am going to marry. I'm going to keep myself pure. I'm going to keep my thoughts pure. I'm going to keep all that stuff. I'm going to keep right with God and abstain from fornication. That's any kind of immorality. There's so many dating sites and chat sites. Folks, you don't have to go looking for it. I watched the Cowboys game last night. But they honored Jerry Johnson, and he was getting the award. Guess who was behind him, half naked? Cheerleaders. You couldn't even watch a ceremony without seeing skin of a woman. That's terrible. That's the day and age we live in. But God's will is for us. And it's going to be a fight. Say no. Don't get involved with somebody that's not your mate. Tell my kids, what's wrong with kissing and hugging and you know, making out with somebody that's not... we're going to get married. Is that your wife or your husband? It's just as wrong for me to hug and kiss any other lady except for that woman right there and my girls, as it is for an unmarried person to kiss and hug on somebody that's not their wife. Same. Immorality. That's God's will for our lives. So we can know the will of God by our Bible. We can know our will of God through prayer. Preacher, how did you know that Sarah was the right one for me? I found her name in the Bible. It says, Mary Sarah Cinnamon Martin, right there. In Hezekiah 3:2. Look it up. It wasn't there. Well, how did you know to go to BBC? Well, it didn't tell me in the Bible. How do you know to drive a Ford? That is in the Bible. Amen. Drive a Ford. Amen. Amen. Drive a Ford. Some of you need to come to the altar. You're saying no. Anyway, pray about it. Pray about it. Look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew 7, verse number 7. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek takes a little bit more effort than asking, and ye shall find. Knock, a little more action, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. Pray about it. It's some of your decisions, what college, what person, what do I do, is not found in the Bible. But pray about it. Seek God's will. There's a person called the Holy Spirit of God. He can impart to you what you ought to do. It's amazing. We went to Meeker in 2003. We didn't know a soul. Once we got up on the mountains across the Continental Divide, we didn't know anybody's name. We didn't know anybody. We came in there and spent one weekend. And here's this church, Faith Baptist Church. And they prayed about it, we prayed about it, and on Sunday night they voted for us to become their pastor. I think it was 100%. And I said, well, we're going to go back to the place tonight, we're going to pray about it, make sure this is what God wants us to do. And guess what? God gave us direction. We didn't know anybody. They didn't know us from Adam. I think the only reason they liked us because Hannah was only 6 months old and they loved Hannah, you know. But I'm serious. They said, here's the keys and here's the checkbook. They didn't say, well, we're going to give you a year's probation. If you can prove to us that you can be a good pastor, then we'll let you have the keys and the checkbook. They didn't know me from Adam. But God directed our steps. God gave them confirmation. God gave us confirmation. Before that, before we went to Meeker, we candidated in a church in Oklahoma City. And a former preacher in that church, and the deacons met with us and everything, and we preached all day Sunday. And on the way home, I looked at my wife and said, so what do you think? She goes, oh, no, what do you think? I said, I don't know. Well, let's call the guy. So I called up the chairman of deacons. I said, so what do you think? And he said, you know, we're not sure. So we're going to candidate a few more people and then make our decision. I said, you know, it's fine. If you don't have confirmation in your heart and we don't have confirmation in our heart, and my dad's a preacher, he's praying, Sarah's dad's a preacher, he's praying, your church is praying, Beville Baptist Church was praying. I said, if there's no confirmation and peace of God, I don't want to go. And you know, it was the will of God. Praise the Lord. Pray about it. I prayed for a truck for Christmas. I got a truck. Not only did he give me one truck, he gave me two trucks. Not only did he give me two trucks, he gave me three trucks. Three trucks. God's so good. We're still trying to get in there, though. God is so good. Thank you for the money that you gave me for Christmas to get my real truck fixed. Amen. But God is so good. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Number three, how do I know God's will? Wisdom. Wisdom. Look at James chapter number 1 and verse number 5. James 1:5. It says right here, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men just a little bit. Right? All men liberally. And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Amen and amen, amen. If you don't believe that verse, well, preacher, what am I supposed to do? Ask God. Pray about it. God, what would you have me do? God, please. Prayed for a wife for 30 years, 29 years. But look what I got. Amen. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Pray about it. Did you know? I knew absolutely when I saw her and met Sarah, I knew. I don't know. I can't tell you how. I was praying. She was praying for Mr. Wonderful. What she got. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. And then when God answers your prayers, there's an open door or a closed door. The providence of God. I've prayed many times, God, if this is not your will, God, help this deal not to go through. Help this not to go through. Lord, please help this not to go through. God will open and close. Sometimes He uses people. Teenagers, I hope you'll pay attention to your parents. I hope that you say, oh, I'd love to marry him. And your parents said, uh-uh, no way. I hope you won't be stubborn and say, yes, I am marrying him. Maybe your parents have some insight. Maybe they see that he does live in the streets. That car that he's driving is stolen. And the hours that he's donating are community service. No. Hey, hope doors open and close. The providential hand of Almighty God. So when you do, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. It just doesn't mean, hey, it's that way. It's that way. If you're ever in a new place, we went to Florida, not this year, but last year, when we went to Meeker, hey, where is the cabins that way? That really tells me a lot. No, where is it? That direct thy path means to cut a path, to clear the way. It's not just in a certain direction. Oh, yeah, just head down that. Your life ought to go that direction, the God direction. Really? It ought to go the Bible direction. It ought to go the Baptist direction. I'm praying for my daughters, not just a good guy, not just a saved guy, but I hope they'll marry a saved, born-again believer, Baptist, moral, loves the Lord, wants to serve God, and rich. The last one doesn't really matter. But I just don't want him, oh, Dad, he's a good guy. Okay, but what is he? Well, he believes in God. Really? So what kind of God? Well, Dad, he believes in God. Who? Tell me more about him. Where does he go? Well, he doesn't really go to church, but he loves the Lord. Really? Well, what denomination? Well, he's not really any denomination. He's just his own denomination. I don't want that. I want a young man that will lead my daughters in the way of this book. Can you make them? No. But right now they're compliant, they're submissive, aren't we? Neither one of them have nodded their head. We're waiting. Okay. Are you compliant? Submissive? I guess. If you're gonna embarrass me, Dad, I guess. It ought to be, yes, sir, I am. It means to cut the path. It means to clear the way. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct the paths. When Sarah and I met, if you remember the song that we sang, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. God will make a way. God will make a way. Amen. But to finish it, there must be, he must have your all. A-L-L. Look back in Proverbs 3. Point this out and we'll be done. Proverbs chapter 3. There's three times the word all is used here. First one is verse number 5. Proverbs 3, 5. I'm in chapter 4. Okay, Proverbs 3, 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart in your worship. It ought to be all to him. If you're looking for salvation, that's the only one. There is Acts 4, 12, there's no salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's only in Jesus Christ. Amen. Only in Jesus Christ. Your worship must be Trust in the Lord, not in your pastor, not in religion, not in your church. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. Then your walk, verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Amen. You can say, I trust God, but unless you follow His word in your walk, you're not really telling the truth. I'm trusting in God, but the Bible says I shouldn't go that way. I shouldn't do that, but who cares? I'm going to do that anyway. God makes an exception. No, in your walk. Then there's one more. Verse 9. This is where it gets a little hairy. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Folks, there's no other way. No other way to be blessed this year and prosperous unless you seek God with all your heart. Lord, I surrender all. My thinking's out the window. My understanding's out the window. I want your wisdom. In fact, he starts my chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. If you look in chapter 2, verse 1, my son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, and incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. If there was a treasure somewhere, I mean, remember the River Festival medallion? You got the clues. I'm going to find it. What was it worth? Was it ever worth money? I don't know if it was. But people spent time on it. Well, why don't we search for wisdom? For hidden treasures. I don't got time for that. Now, preacher, I got more important things to do. Really? Seek in your walk and in your wealth. What are you giving to God? I'm telling you, God cannot bless you and will not bless you unless you give to Him what belongs to Him. It's a principle found in God's Word. God says 10% of everything that you get belongs to the Lord. I promise you. At Christmas time, I got a little extra money, and I thought, man, I'm going to have to give extra. And last Sunday, I gave extra, and guess what? I already got it back that day. What I gave. That only happens to you. No. I'm no respecter of persons, folks. Give to God from your wealth. Well, is there any promises? So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Seek God. Each one of you, we've got some devotionals to give you. This will not help you get smarter as far as this is just an organized way for you to keep track of your Bible reading, okay? It's really a teen devotional because it tells you what you need to read every day. It'll take you 15 minutes, promise you, if you're a slow reader. 15 minutes, and you can finish your Bible this year. If you want to finish it 4 times, read an hour. But this just gives you what you need to read. June 29th, you need to read Psalms 50 through 56 and answer some questions. And then it gives you some little, I mean, they put this together, Brother Hanks did. It's got some good, it tells you donut day and cake day and, you know, things, different tips. But I hope you'll read it. Right here it says that I may know Him. The only way you're going to know Him is read His book. Amen. And the only way you're going to trust Him is because you know Him. The only way you're going to obey Him is by trusting Him. And the only way you're going to get blessed is by obeying Him. So if you're married, just you and your wife, just get one. But I hope you'll just take it. And really, it's not the questions that will... No, just take your time and read the Word of God every single day. Say, all right, I'm going to check that off. And maybe in church on September 2nd, we can say, so how many days would Ezekiel bear the iniquity of the house of Israel? See what you say. Because if you take one, all I'm asking is if you take a book that you'll get on your knees and you say, Lord, with your help, I'm going to read my Bible through from cover to cover this year with your help. I know we can fail. But don't just get one and say, I'm not going to do anything. But get on your knees today and say, God, with your help, I want to try to read my Bible through. Not just so I can check it off. We had a guy that was over 70 years old in Meeker said, I've never read my Bible from cover to cover. And he did it one year. He said, Pastor, I read my Bible through. Praise the Lord. So it's available for you. But please don't take one if you're really not serious. It's just something. But if you'll say, I want to take one and I just want an organized way to read my Bible. A way that I can keep track of it. What I'm supposed to do, I can just check mark, answer the questions, make me think about that passage. If you'll do that, and we know the Lord, we can have complete dependence on the Lord. We can have constant compliance, and we can see divine intervention. And He shall direct thy path. He's going to clear the way. He's going to make the path straight. And when we do that, God will bless. If you've never trusted Him as your Savior, you ought to do that today. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before You this morning. Dear Father, we certainly love You. God, thank You for the Word of God that You've given us. God, I've already prayed, and as I prayed this morning, God, and last night, God, I know there's many things that I failed You in this year. And God, I thank You for the opportunity to have another year to serve You. God, I pray this year that we all might put our complete dependence upon You. God, we might have continual compliance with Your Word. God, that we can see Your divine intervention in our lives. You will direct our paths. God, I pray for if there's someone that's not saved this morning, that does not know for sure that if they would die, that they would go to heaven. God, help them to come this morning and get saved. God, I pray as we end this year, God, that we might look back and we might ask You to forgive us, and then we might look ahead, look forward to a new year to serve You. Bless this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand this morning? I don't know how the Lord has spoken in your heart, but as the piano begins to play and Brother Philip begins to sing, maybe you just need to come to the altar or kneel where you're at, do business with the Lord. Say, Lord, I sure want to be right with You before this next year starts. I really do. I want to serve You more this year. Would you come as the piano begins to play this morning?
Have Thine own way.
And at time we say, Lord, I surrender.
Have Thine
my understanding,
own way.
My wisdom, my earthly
Thou
wisdom. God, I want to know You. I want to know what You want me to do in my life.
The clay.
I want to know what direction You'd have me go.
Mold me and
Lord, please show me. Please guide
me.
Direct me.
After
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
I am waiting, yielded and
come
still.
This morning.
Have
God's
thine
willing to forgive.
Way, Lord.
God's willing to restore.
Have thine own way.
God's willing to guide and direct.
Search me and try.
God wants us to live a blessed life.
Master, today.
But it takes our worship, our walk, and our wealth.
Than snow, Lord.
I'll give Him a little bit here, a little bit there.
Just now.
Trust the Lord with all my heart. In all my ways, acknowledge Him. Honor the Lord with the first fruits of all thy needs.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray.
Come this morning.
Power, all power, surely is Thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. Hold o'er my being, absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ on the always living in me.
You may be seated while these are still here at the altar. Now, God's people said,
amen.
All right, first thing, if you get one on the way out, first thing you do, please put your name in it, okay? It may get left here or whatever. Please put your name on it, okay? And like I said, Brother Hank said, many of us know how to use the latest cell phone, how to access anything on a computer, how to beat the newest video game, or who won the NBA title. But how well do we know the one who created and redeemed us? Use the teen devotional as you spend time getting to know the Lord. There's a question for each chapter of the Bible and a short thought-provoking lesson provided for each day. After completing this book, you will have read through the entire Bible and will be much closer to truly knowing God. Knowing about phones or computers may be helpful now, but knowing the God of heaven will assist you for eternity. So, like I said, this is just an organized way to read your Bible, but I hope you'll take time. I promise you can do it 15 minutes a day. Hope you read your Bible more than 15 minutes a day, but this will keep you on track, and it's just a good organized way. So I had ordered these before Christmas, but they didn't get here till after Christmas. So anyway, but we appreciate you coming this morning. Hope you'll be back tonight, 8:00. Not 6:00, not 7:00, 8:00. We'll start in the wing with a baked potato bar. Hope you bring a dessert. And then we'll come in here. We've got some popcorn preachers, got some Bible quiz. If you have a testimony, a praise of what the Lord's done for you this year, bring that. We'll have some specials and end the night on our knees in prayer to the Lord. And if you can't stay, that the whole thing, that's okay. But we just hope that you'll come. So let's all stand and we'll have time. Appreciate you being here, and 8:00 tonight. So, Brother Moyer, it's good to have you. Will you just miss us in prayer, please, sir?